801 at Monterey Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
The Archdiocese of Portland has announced the 2021 new assignments for 13 priests and 2 transitional deacons who will be ordained priests in the coming weeks. The reassignments are effective July 1st, unless noted, and more reassignments, they say, are expected in the future. So some of those assignments, Father Scott Bayer will be administrator at St. Paul's Catholic Church in St. Paul. Father Hans Mueller will be the new administrator at St. Juan Diego in Northwest Portland. Deacon Randy Huang, who is going to be ordained at the end of the month, will be in the kind of a mission cluster down south and mainly at Immaculate Conception in Staten.
Nice.
Tony Galati will be at Holy Trinity Parish in Beaverton. And Deacon John the Baptist Ngo, current assignment is a deacon at Our Lady of Lavang. His new assignment, parochial vicar at Our Lady of Lavang Parish in Happy Valley.
So
congratulations,
very nice.
And wonderful work ahead for all of these parishes.
Absolutely. Well, despite questions about its effectiveness, the Food and Drug Administration on Monday approved the use of an experimental new drug to battle Alzheimer's disease. Known as Aduhelm, the drug was developed for patients with mild cognitive impairment, not severe dementia. It's intended to slow progression of Alzheimer's disease, not just ease symptoms. The accelerated approval comes despite an FDA advisory committee concluding last year that there was not enough evidence to support the effectiveness of the treatment. Now, under accelerated approval, the drug will continue to be studied. The last time the FDA approved a new treatment for Alzheimer's was back in 2003.
Oh, it is such a devastating disease, and especially for those who have early onset, for their family and friends and for the person themselves. Oh, it's heartbreaking for sure.
So hopefully this will help.
Well, the Vatican has ruled that accusations of negligence against the president of the Polish Bishops' Conference are groundless. A statement published June 8th by the Apostolic Nunciature in the Polish capital of Warsaw said that the Vatican had investigated allegations that Archbishop Stanisław Gadecki behaved negligently in 2 cases of clerical abuse against minors. The statement says, after a thorough analysis of the documentation gathered, the Holy See has found the above accusations to be unfounded, and therefore the complaints filed in these cases are dismissed and the proceedings are considered closed. Well, it is customary for a newly ordained priest to impart a first blessing. For Father Matthew Breslin, who was ordained May 29th in New York, his first blessing was especially poignant as he bestowed it on his sister Megan, a religious sister herself. Breslin and his sister were raised in a strong Catholic household, but also one marked by tragedy. Breslin's father, Alex, was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer while his mother was pregnant with him, and Matthew and Megan was just 2 years old. The prognosis was that Alex would not live to see his son born, but he defied the odds and lived for almost 10 years. Father Breslin said that before he entered seminary, he kept his faith largely to himself, but for the past 8 years, he and his sister's relationship and their ability to talk about their faith lives and has grown stronger.
Very nice. Well, I don't know if you remember this, Brenda, but this was one of my favorite TV shows growing up, The Mod Squad, about 3 young adults becoming undercover crime fighters in Los Angeles. Well, one of the lead characters, Lincoln Hayes, was played by actor Clarence Williams III. Williams passed away on Sunday at his home in Los Angeles at the age of 81 after battling colon cancer, according to his manager. Williams was both an accomplished stage and screen actor. His performance in Slow Dance on the Killing Ground won him a Theater World Award and a Tony nomination. Williams also starred in several shows and movies, including Purple Rain and The General's Daughter. Do you remember The Mod Squad? By any chance?
No.
Okay.
That was maybe just a little before my time.
Yeah, it ran in the late 60s, early 70s. I maybe had 4 or 5 year seasons. I always enjoyed. I even remember this. I think it was on like Tuesday nights. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good memory.
I really enjoyed the show.
I was just a babe.
Yep.
Well, David, we love to talk about gardening. Well, it turns out that the younger generation, they're getting in on the fun too.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently 8 in 10 young people think gardening is cool. And it turns out that more than half would rather go to a garden center than a nightclub.
I like that.
A poll of 2,000 people found horticulture has enjoyed a renaissance among 18 to 34-year-olds during the lockdown. The appeal appears to be rooted in young people having a desire to make their homes and gardens a nicer place to be, to improve mental health, and create a space they can escape to. It also emerged gardening is so popular that young adults spend close to 2 hours during a typical week taking care of their beloved plants. Now, survey found most popular household plants among those are cactus, easy to take care of.
Yep.
Orchids, I love those. I have some of those. Aloe vera. Do you have an aloe vera plant?
No. We have a cactus, though.
Followed by, next one, basil.
Oh, I have basil.
You've got basil, for sure. Outdoors, people love the daffodils, roses, and the lavender, along with mint and hydrangeas.
Very
I have
nice.
A lot of hydrangeas. Yeah.
You know who loves basil?
What?
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yes.
Yeah, they also love my hostas in the front yard. One is gone.
Yeah.
There were four of them dancing around it this morning at me when I left.
Yeah, they've been nibbling on the basil too. But it kind of works out okay because you pull the basil leaves and it promotes regrowth.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's continuing to grow.
I'm going to have to switch to basil, I think.
There you go. Well, in sports, sorry to see this. Former New York Giants head football coach Jim Fassel passed away yesterday at a hospital in Los Angeles where he lived. He was 71. His son told the LA Times that his dad had suffered a heart attack while under sedation after being taken to the hospital with chest pains. Fassel was the head coach of the Giants from 1997 to 2003 and guided the Giants to 3 playoffs. He was named the NFL Coach of the Year in 1997. His team lost a Super Bowl to Baltimore in 2001. Fassel also coached the University of Utah in college football. So I do remember Jim Fassel very well. Good coach.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up, is the Treasures of the Church Exposition of Relics making stops in Vancouver and Lane County? The community is welcome to a teaching and exposition of over 150 relics, some as old as 2,000 years. They include relics of St. Joseph, a fragment of the Veil of Our Lady, and wood from the True Cross.
Mm.
So it's coming up this Thursday at Holy Redeemer in Vancouver, then on Saturday at St. Mary's in Eugene, Sunday at St. Alice in Springfield, and then next Monday, June 14th, St. Catherine of Siena in Veneta. You can go to the community calendar at Mater Dei Radio and see all of the details. All right, David.
Here we go.
We've got a giveaway.
I love
it. So everybody get your fingers ready. So over Share-a-thon, we had our own Mater Dei Radio Morning Blend tumblers.
These are nice.
They are so nice. The blue is like the perfect color of cobalt. So we were giving these away at a certain donation level. And now we've asked those people to take pictures of themselves with their picture. And they have an opportunity to win some Mystic Monk coffee.
I like it.
Well, if you did not receive one of these tumblers, well, we want to give one to you right now. So if you call in, we'll take the third caller and we'll catch up during the break. And we'll take the third caller and you will get a free mug or tumbler and also be entered in that drawing for the Mystic Monk coffee.
Very cool.
Do you think the shot of a lifetime in Washington is good?
Hey.
Heck no. We got free coffee here at the
tumbler
Morning Blend
for you. Absolutely.
So David,
yes,
give us the number. You know the number. You've said it for years.
I know it by heart. 888-823-5286. That's 888-823-5286. Let me give it to you one more time. 888-823-5286. Going to take the third caller.
All right, and we'll come back with weather after the break.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Father Robert Barcelos in prayer with the Morning Offering.
A morning prayer written by Saint Therese. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I offer thee all my actions of this day, for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them into the furnace of His merciful love. O my God, I ask of Thee for myself and for those whom I hold dear, the grace to fulfill perfectly Thy holy will, to accept for love of Thee the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit MaterDayRadio.com.
Hello, Bill Lemire here from the Laboure Society. Did you know that Laboure has now rescued close to 400 Catholic vocations from the barrier of student loan debt? Laboure envisions a culture where vocations to priesthood and religious life will never be lost to student loan debt. Our vision, of course, depends on the generosity of devoted Catholics like you. Please visit rescuevocations.org to learn how you can help us strengthen the future of the Catholic Church.
June is the month the Church dedicates to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Mater Dei Radio is committed to praying for your intentions through our 3 daily broadcasts of the celebration of the Holy Mass, the Sacred Mysteries of the Rosary, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and a wide variety of inspiring spiritual reflections. We also take your specific intentions to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus through Mater Dei Radio's prayer hotline. Let us know how our dedicated team can pray for you by going to MaterDeiRadio.com or call the prayer hotline directly at 503-285-3737. That's 503-285-3737. Or click the prayer button on top of the homepage at MaterDeiRadio.com. Throughout the month of June, Mater Dei Radio will be praying for you as we lead souls into the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It is 8:13 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, we've got about a 50% chance of showers today, high of 68 degrees, 38% chance of rain tonight, low of 48, about the same tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with a high of 69. It's currently 54 degrees at St. Edward's Church in Kaiser.
And congratulations to Amanda. She is the winner of the Morning Blend Tumblr, and she's also going to be entered in that drawing for some Mystic Monk coffee. And so exciting because it is 55 degrees at her parish at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver.
So check out this list. Tolton, From Slave to Priest, The Confessions of St. Augustine, Faustina, Messenger of Divine Mercy, Maximilian, Saint of Auschwitz. So what do all these titles have in common? They are all one of the many wonderful faith-filled shows produced by St. Luke Productions. St. Luke's founder and president was once told by St. Mother Teresa to do something beautiful for God, and that he has been doing now for 4 decades. It is the very talented and inspirational Leonardo DeFilippis, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Leonardo.
Good morning, both of you. God bless you and all your listeners.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, hearing about St. Mother Teresa there, I am just wondering, do you still have your note from St. Mother Teresa?
I do. I have a couple letters from her.
Wow, that is very, very nice. And how wonderful.
Yeah, letters from a saint. It's amazing to think that that actually happened back then.
Yeah.
I was just a young man getting started on all of this, and we had a correspondence. So that was amazing. So here we are.
That's beautiful. You know, I was reading out, just reading off a few of your performances and your shows. And well, as I read those, what do you think about, I mean, that body of work now over these 4 decades?
Well, it is amazing. You know, we have 7 films we've done. We have 12 audio dramas. And now we have the, 5 different rosaries that we've done, too, and also the Benedictus. So it's really a lot of work. And think of it, most of that was all done live, you know, and recorded. So it's an amazing thing. And I'm just grateful to God that we've been able to try to be a part of the evangelization of the church and of the culture. and also to be a part of, you know, modern day radio KBVM for all these years, you know, in order to proclaim that message. So I want to thank everybody.
Well, we thank you for all you have provided us over these wonderful years. You know, and I wanted to talk about now your body of work, because that's really why we wanted to talk to you this morning. There is some exciting news this morning in regards to you. You talked about some of your shows, your audio dramas, your rosaries. They are now available for the first time on a website. So tell us about that. This is exciting.
Well, it's a number of your listeners might be familiar with it. It's called Formed. It's kind of like the Catholic Netflix or Catholic Amazon, where you can watch programs that, you know, bolster our faith, proclaim our Catholic faith, and do teaching and entertainment. So we finally, after a long time, mainly you've got to remember, these are legacy films. A lot of them were filmed many years ago, and so we had to put them in the digital realm, and so in order for it to be on this website. So it's called Formed. You can easily go to it. It's called formed.com. It's established by the Augustine Institute, and it seems to be growing, and we've been asked to be on it for many, many years. We just had to go through the process of, we remastered all of our work.
Wow.
Had it thick, cleaned them up, made them better. So for the listeners and for the viewers, if you want to see the actual films themselves. So I really am excited about this. Our company works, you know, it took almost 3 months to actually put this all together.
Wow.
So it was a tremendous amount of work for that many, you know, it's like we had to recolorize, remaster a lot of the work. So it's just, it was an amazing journey, really.
No, no doubt about it. Speaking with Leonardo DeFilippis, he is the president and founder of St. Luke Productions. And again, many of their performances now can now be found online. Again, it is called formed.org. That is F-O-R-M-E-D, formed.org, where you can go and view these. So is it a pretty simple process to go on to that website and to access your performances?
Well, you have two different things. Yes, you can, if your parish already has it, which a number of parishes do, you can just go in the sign in and put in your name, what parish you're from, et cetera. So that's not a problem. You can go right, and then you can go right in and see what's happening. If you're not part of a parish that has it, and you just individually want to see it, yes, you can just sign up, fill in your information, start your account, and then you're able to, you know, go in and log. You can log in the search button, find St. Luke Productions. We have our entire collection, or you can scroll down right now. It's highlighted in one of the lineups of films and audios, et cetera. So then, and I think if people can go on there, one of the great things is that particularly that we're originated from this area. You are our main viewers that have seen us through the years, seen the live dramas. If one can go on there and start watching the films, spreading the word about them, and maybe even leaving reviews, comments, so that we can start building that up. Because a lot of people do not know who we are or what we're doing. And so I think this is an opportunity for your listening audience, and many of them may know us, may not, may never have seen us. So this is an opportunity for them to watch it right in their own homes on television, or you can watch it on your computer, or you can watch it on your phone and listen, especially to the meditations and all the stories of the saints. So I think it's a wonderful way for it to go throughout the, you know, hopefully throughout this country, hopefully into Canada. And we also have, we're going to do these, there's closed captions on them, all of them.
Oh, nice.
So that done, plus we're going to do them all with subtitles in Spanish, too, so that they can outreach our Spanish Catholic community, too. So please pray that we get all that done.
Yeah.
Make sure that it happens for you.
That is fantastic. And again, what a body of work on formed.org. You've got 7 films, as I read here. You've got 12 audio dramas, and you have 5 rosaries, one of them in Spanish, too. So, again, just a fantastic body of work that you can now get via formed.org. Hey, before we wrap it up this morning, too, I want to ask you, how are things going with the live performances now? Are you going to be able to get out a little bit more and hopefully as the pandemic subsides?
Oh, yes. We're now going forward, especially with the play on Tolton, Father Tolton, the first black priest in the United States. That is going to open in Texas. Texas is obviously very courageous in getting things going. So we're going to start there and then go throughout. We're filming the next semester. This will start in September. And then the same thing is with me. There's requests for me to perform. And then we'll try to get the others going, too. But there might be a chance we may do something local in August. So
great.
We'll be in touch with you about that particular thing. So that we can try to get people to get back into gathering together. So face to face, because we've all missed that. And particularly in our area, which has much more rules and regulations than other parts of the country. So I'm excited. You know, it's a lot of work, of course, but particularly with our actor, Jim Coleman, who's so dedicated to the message of Father Tolton. Mm. It's very, very inspiring to see. And the church is wanting this to happen, me and the people. So I'm hoping that stirring of the Holy Spirit will also happen here, that people want to see the saints experience them again.
Fantastic. Again, you can see, view, hear some of Leonardo's work, St. Luke Productions, at formed.org, F-O-R-M-E-D.org. Or certainly if you want more information about St. Luke Productions, go to their website at stlukeproductions.com. Leonardo DeFilippis, the founder, president of St. Luke Productions. Leonardo, always great to talk with you. Great news on Formed, and we'll stay in touch. Get the word out.
Thanks so much. God bless you guys.
You as well. All righty. Okay. God bless. Have a great day.
It is 8:23 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, congratulations again to Amanda. She is the winner of the Morning Blend Tumbler. There were several callers and that wanted that also. And no worries, because we are going to be giving away a tumbler every day end of the week. So you'll have 3 more chances to win. And hey, while you're maybe surfing the web today, why not head over to our webpage? Because we're really expanding that podcast, and you're going to have all kinds of ways to get on our social media platforms through our webpage. And best of all, too, you're going to find all of our podcasts. Our locally produced shows are going to be made into podcasts like The Morning Blend and that great interview that you just heard. You can download those, listen to them again, share them with friends. So those are our podcasts. You're going to find it all in one place, and that's at materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Francis speaks from the Franciscan Missionary Sisters of Our Lady of Sorrows. Guard against all pride, vanity, envy, avarice, the cares and worries of this world, distraction, and complaining. And if you do not have book learning, do not be eager to acquire it, but pursue instead what you should desire above all else, namely, to have the Spirit of the Lord and His grace working in you, to pray always with purity of heart, and to have humility, patience in persecution and infirmity, and to love those who persecute, rebuke, and slander you. Because the Lord says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Blessed are those who are persecuted in the cause of uprightness. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Anyone who stands firm to the end will be saved. A reflection from Through the Year with Francis of Assisi by Father Murray Bodo. Learn more at olpretreat.org.
People in the Pacific Northwest love the great outdoors. New Generation Landscape can help you beautify your exterior living spaces with their design, installation, and maintenance services, including lawn care, fences, retaining walls, patios and decks, lighting, and irrigation systems. New Generation Landscape listens to your ideas and helps to transform them into reality. Learn more and see their projects at newgenerationlandscapes.com. That's newgenerationlandscapes.com.
Summertime is a great time to drive the open road, unless your old reliable wheels just aren't up to the task anymore. You know who could use that old car? Mater Dei Radio. You can donate most vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, RVs, and boats to Mater Dei Radio's vehicle donation program with the proceeds supporting a faith-filled Catholic broadcast, and in return, getting yourself a likely tax deduction. More information on our vehicle donation program at materdeiradio.com.
Grab some coffee and take the morning blend with you anywhere you go. Listen to the podcast at materdeiradio.com.
827 at Mater Dei Radio. Battling the wildfires in northeastern Oregon. We'll have an update for you in the news.
And there are many ways to offer up your daily works to the Lord, but can your sleep be sanctifying? I'll let you know that answer coming up in about 3 minutes. This is Matt Maher. And Rise Up. You're listening to David and Brenda on the Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
When you see the road ahead that you've been down before, when you're halfway to nowhere and you can't pay the toll, you're hanging on to mercy, withered on the vine, with your feet on the ground, your head in the clouds, and your heart on the line. Open up.
Rise Up, 8:30 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Archbishop Alexander Sample of Portland returned to his Friday chapel chats. Now, due to his scheduling for confirmation, Archbishop Sample has not had his regular Friday night discussions since April 30th. In his June 4th chat, the Archbishop shared three questions he has been asking those receiving their confirmation.
So here's what I did with the young people this year. I asked them to reflect with me on three questions. Number one, who am I? Number two, why am I here? And number three, what is my greatest desire in life? And as always, when I give these homilies at confirmation, I'm speaking, of course, primarily to the young people, but I know I'm also speaking to the rest of the congregation that's gathered there, the sponsors, the families, and the friends of the candidates. Because, you know, I think we all need to hear certain messages to revive and renew our faith.
Archbishop Sample also thanked God for getting us through the pandemic and said he hopes that by the end of the month, all restrictions and distance rules will be lifted. I'm sure there will be more updates coming up. Yeah. I love those three questions.
Those are awesome. Yeah, because no matter what age you are, those are still very relevant.
And think about if you were, we'll say they're probably, what, 16, 17, maybe getting their confirmation. Think about when you were that age, what your answers would have been. Mm-hmm. Maybe then when you were in your 30s, and then now right. as you're getting into your 50s and close to retirement, how those priorities change.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's a journey.
Very thought-provoking. Hey, a little more positive news out of northeastern Oregon, where a wildfire that began over the weekend has slowed thanks to cooler weather and efforts by crews battling the blaze. The Joseph Canyon Fire, about 23 miles southwest of Lewiston, Idaho, on the Oregon-Washington border, has burned about 4,000 acres in rugged terrain. It was fueled by strong winds on Saturday. Now, six specialized crews, a dozen fire engines, and seven helicopters are working to contain the fire, with additional resources on the way, according to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Meantime, another blaze burning about 10 miles southeast of the Joseph Canyon Fire. That has grown to 1,600 acres. That's in the Hell's Canyon National Recreation Area. So again, cooler weather, hopefully, here for the next several days.
Oh, and I think a little bit of rain, even though it's going to be scarce, would definitely help.
Mm-hmm.
The Vatican has ruled that accusations of negligence against the president of the Polish Bishop Conference are groundless. A statement published June 8th by the Apostolic Nunciature in the Polish capital of Warsaw said that the Vatican had investigated allegations that Archbishop Stanisław Gadecki behaved negligently in two cases of clerical abuse against minors. The statement says, after a thorough analysis of the documentation gathered, the Holy See has found the above accusations to be unfounded, and therefore the complaints filed in these cases are dismissed and the proceedings are considered closed. Well, on the COVID front, if you got vaccinated in Washington State, you are most likely in the drawing to win a big cash prize of $250,000 today.
Dang.
With even bigger prizes coming in July. The vaccination appreciation prizes are part of the state's latest efforts to get people vaccinated in a campaign called Shot of a Lifetime.
Mm.
The drawing for 250 total prizes starts at 8 a.m. at the Washington's lottery headquarters in Olympia. You're not going to see any fanfare. It's going to be done in a vault room with a couple of computers and just a few people, including an auditor. The prizes range from cash to gift prizes, game tickets, and jerseys. And people who win will receive a call or email starting as early as Tuesday night, but most likely by Wednesday morning. And the call will come from a verified lottery employee. You need to respond and confirm you are a Washington State resident, and you have 72 hours to claim
That's
your prize.
That's exciting.
Oh,
kind of cool.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so you're in the running.
If I don't win something, I really hope that I know somebody who
does.
That'd be
fun.
That would be really fun, too.
No doubt. Well, it's the lowest daily total since February. State health officials reported only 125 new or presumed cases of COVID-19 in Oregon yesterday and no deaths. Now, typically, numbers are a little lower on Monday due to weekend reporting. Now, while generally on a downward trajectory, hospitalizations climbed back up above 200 occupied beds statewide. Saturday, though, was the first time hospitalizations dropped below 200 since mid-April. Now, once Oregon hits that 70% vaccination rate, OSHA said yesterday it will drop the mask mandates in the workplace. There would be some exceptions, like healthcare facilities, and employers could still choose to require masks as well. So, a little better news there.
Well, it turns out that 8 in 10 young people, they think gardening is cool. And as it turns out, more than half would rather go to a garden center than a nightclub. A poll of about 2,000 people found gardening has enjoyed a renaissance among 18 to 34-year-olds during the lockdown. They say the appeal appears to be rooted in young people having a desire to make their homes and gardens a nicer place to be, to improve mental health, and to create a space they can escape to. The survey found most popular household plants are cactus, orchids, and aloe vera, followed by basil, spider plants, and lilies.
Yeah.
And then outside, there are daffodil, roses, and lavender. I love the smell of lavender.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I'm trying to think of everything we've got growing in the garden right now. You should see my raspberry bushes. They are going absolutely bonkers.
Do you have a lot of fruit on them?
A ton. Yeah.
So my raspberry bushes are huge. They've really spread out in the raised bed.
Yep.
Not a lot of fruit on them, though.
Okay. Well, mine have been growing for a while.
So that could be it. Yeah. They're very young plants, though.
But what's been awesome in watching the plants this year, you know, because they developed the blooms first, or the blossoms before the fruit, and all of the bees, that's what I love about them, because they draw the pollinators. And so somewhere there's going to be some great raspberry honey, because there's been a ton of bees on these. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be good. In sports, a tough day for both Oregon and Oregon State's baseball teams, playing in the regional finals, hoping to win and advance to the super regionals of the college baseball playoffs. Both teams lost. In an afternoon contest in Fort Worth, Texas, the Beavers fell to Dallas Baptist 8-5 after leading 5-0. Gave up 8 runs, lose the game. So in the night contest, the Ducks were playing their regional final at home at PK Park against LSU. Oregon also had a lead going into the late innings, but the Tigers scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 8th to win it 9-8. So that's it for the baseball season for the Ducks and the Beavers.
You know, if it breaks your heart, you know what that means? You love your teams a lot.
That's
a good thing.
That's true.
Father Paul O'Sullivan writes about in his book, An Easy Way to Become a Saint. In his books, he mentions the big hitters for becoming a saint, such as the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion, visits to the Blessed Sacrament, and praying the rosary. What we don't normally hear about as another means for our holiness is through sanctifying our sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Becoming a saint while I sleep. Well, here are some epic quotes from the book on this game changer. He says we ought to say our night prayers slowly and devoutly, asking for a good night's rest. Getting good rest is even more crucial if you work hard, love your family hard, and pray hard.
Uh-huh.
So you need that time of rest. He says sleep offers let us offer our sleep in union with the Lord, with his sleeping during the life on earth. This logic makes sense as we offer our suffering to Christ's suffering on the cross. And as priests through the Roman Breviary unite their prayers to Jesus' prayers to the Father.
I like that.
We unite our prayers, we unite our suffering, and also unite our sleep. And then he says, let us offer every breath we draw, every beating of our hearts during the night, as so many acts of love of God. So if you get 8 hours of sleep rather than 7, well, you're just performing even more acts of love.
Okay.
Boom. There you have it.
All right.
More sleep, more love for the Lord.
I'm sleeping in.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And on June 28th, you have another opportunity to attend the Camp Howard Open House that's happening in Corbett. Now that the state of Oregon has approved overnight camp for the summer of 2021 season, Camp Howard invites all to this open house to meet staff and tour the camp. And remember, you can find details on these and other events. Head on over to the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
Hey, on Thursday, by the way, we're going to speak with a Camp Howard counselor. So looking forward to that as they get ready for the camping season. Hey, coming right up after the forecast, it is a homily highlight. I believe this is from your parish, Brenda, St. Joseph in Vancouver.
Father Gary Lazzaroni, he's not heard him before on our homily highlight, right. So stay with us.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Ernesto's Italian Restaurant, a place to celebrate life's moments. Ernesto's offers full-service dining, banquet facilities for groups of 15 to 180, catering, takeout, and large order delivery, featuring traditional Italian dishes with Chef Marco's inspired modern entrees and weekly specials. Ernesto's Italian Restaurant, 8544 Southwest Apple Way on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway next to Jesuit High School.
Get dialed into your Catholic community by visiting materdayradio.com. Check out our community calendar of events, locally produced shows, prayer hotline, and so much more. For a current program schedule and to learn more about this listener-supported Catholic ministry, visit materdayradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. The bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It's 8:42 at Mater Dei Radio. About a 50% chance of showers today. High of 68 degrees. 30% chance tonight. Low of 48. About the same tomorrow. 50% chance of rain. High of 69. It is currently 54 degrees at Christ the King Church in Milwaukee.
Need a recap of Sunday's readings? It's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Gary Lazzaroni, pastor at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Vancouver.
Last week, if you remember, we reflected on the Trinity and the inner life of God as a communion of love. We looked at how God invites us into this intimate relationship with Him. And today's celebration is about how that intimate relationship gets nourished. To eat the Lord's body, which he gave for us, and to drink his blood, which he poured out for us, is food for our life of faith, and continues to draw us closer and closer to God through Christ. Fed by this real presence, we're sent out into the world to share that real presence and to be that real presence of Christ for others. On this feast day, we also conclude our year of the Eucharist here in the Archdiocese of Seattle. Over this past year, we've reflected on the centrality of the Eucharist in our life of faith. That centrality is reflected in today's scriptures, which root us in the ancient covenant and renew our belief in our present share in that covenant through the sacrifice of Christ. The ritual practices described in the book of Exodus of sealing the covenant by sacrificing an animal and sprinkling its blood on the people, that might sound quite strange to us. We don't have this kind of ritual practice in the Judeo-Christian tradition. In fact, the Jewish people have not sacrificed animals to the Lord since the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. So we don't have any lived memory of this ritual. But this practice and understanding its significance is important if we are to put in context what our scriptures are trying to get at today. The author of the letter to the Hebrews, our second reading, assumes we know this tradition described in the book of Exodus. And so, after the people have agreed, answering, Moses' book tells us, with one voice, that they will observe the entire law that God has given them, then the sprinkling of the blood of the bull on them becomes a sign of this covenant and the sealing of this covenant that the people freely enter into. The author of the letter to the Hebrews then describes the sacred rites of another day, the Holy Day of Atonement. This day is the day of repentance for the Jewish people, repentance for transgressions of the covenant. For us Christians, this first covenant is very important because it's the foundation, it's the basis for the new and the eternal covenant. Jesus achieves for all time on the spiritual level what the temple priest described in that letter to the Hebrews annually does on a very material, practical level. Through the shedding of his blood, Jesus becomes the unblemished sacrifice of this new covenant, which cleanses you and me to worship the living God and, to quote the letter to the Hebrews, to receive the promised eternal inheritance. So all that, today as we continue to emerge from the effects of the pandemic, we frankly experience a sense of loss, therefore, in not being able to share the cup, the precious blood of Christ. It's not that Christ is less present or will be less present for Jericho, for Logan, for Kyler, when we receive him sacramentally and only the bread. No, not less present. We believe that he is present sacramentally, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the bread and the wine. But it is a richer sign when we can share in the cup. That's why the sharing in the cup was restored at the Second Vatican Council. Someday we will be able to participate in that fuller sign again and have the concrete experience of drinking the blood of the new covenant. Today's passage from the Gospel of St. Mark takes us back to the Last Supper and reminds us of Holy Week. In the midst of the holiest meal of the year for the Jewish people, the Passover Supper, Jesus gives new meaning to this ancient ritual when he passes the bread and says, "This is my body," and passes the cup and says, "This is my blood." We can only imagine how shocked and confused the disciples must have been. They'd been celebrating this ritual since they were children for as long as they could remember. Never before would they have heard words like this. And it would not be until after Jesus' death and resurrection that the words would really begin to make sense to them. It was then that the disciples were able to understand his continuing presence with them and in this most intense way. But before then, they would turn away from him. One would betray him, one would deny him, and most of the rest would flee. Like their ancestors in the desert, the disciples of Jesus learned that even when they were unfaithful, the Lord is ever faithful. That faithfulness was front and center when God the Father raised Jesus, his son, from the dead. The disciples were caught up in that faithful communion of love when the Lord Jesus appeared to them, not to berate them for having turned away from him, but to bring them his reassurance and his peace. Jesus showed them that the love he had for them was not dependent on their faithfulness. That's crucial to our faith. Let me say it one more time. Jesus showed his disciples that the love he has for them was not dependent on them being faithful. They didn't earn their way back into his friendship after they had denied him and turned away. His merciful love, in the face of their betrayal, his blood poured out on their behalf, was the sealing of the new and eternal covenant. And it was a pure and unmerited gift. So later, after his resurrection and his ascension, when they gathered for the Eucharist, they knew that they were not sharing in this ritual meal as a reward for their faithfulness, but because of God's faithful mercy and love. This ritual action gives Jesus' followers, including us today, a share in the new and the eternal covenant. Here at this, the table of the Lord, we taste the goodness of God. We are nourished by his real presence in the elements of bread and wine. These are not the bread of the desert and the wine of the first covenant. These are ever new and eternal in their power to save us and to bring us into communion, into an intimate spiritual relationship with God and with one another. Like the disciples from long ago, we do not approach this altar as our reward for good behavior, but so that we might be saved anew. Here, the Lord invites us to come close to him, and he rescues us over and over and over again from the power of brokenness and sin and death. And nourished by that, by his very body and blood, it's not just for us to keep to ourselves, but we're sent forth from here to be his sign, his sacrament, and his presence of love and mercy and healing for our world.
And that is today's homily highlight by Father Gary Lazzaroni at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. That will be a podcast after the show, and you're going to be able to find that if you want to listen to it again at materdayradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Join me, Servite Friar Richard Boyle, as we offer this prayer to St. Peregrine. O God, our Father, ever merciful and kind, you gave us your Son here on earth as the perfect healer of body and soul to rescue all humanity stricken by sin and by death. Your will is that we should have life to the full. Look kindly upon all who are suffering or sick as they place their trust in your help. By the prayers of Blessed St. Peregrine, servant of Mary, grant healing to all who are gravely ill, and especially on those suffering under the burden of any cancer. Give them serenity and peace that they may thank you and honor your name. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and rose for us. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdayradio.com.
Why do you listen to Mater Dei Radio? Is it for the prayers, Catholic news and education, or to be inspired? Whatever your reason for listening, we are grateful for your support. And as we surpass 30 years of broadcasting a gospel message, we hope you will consider leaving a legacy for Mater Dei Radio in your estate planning. This can be as easy as including Catholic Radio as a beneficiary in your will. For more information on estate planning options, please visit us online at materdeiradio.com.
The Morning Blend, Western Oregon and Southwest Washington's number one Catholic morning show. On the bridge between your faith and everyday life, Mater Dei Radio.
It is 8:55 at Mater Dei Radio. 50% chance of showers today, high of 68 degrees. That decreases to 30% tonight, low of 48. Then about 70 degrees again tomorrow, 50% chance of rain. Currently 54 degrees in the Rose City.
And this is Marie Miller and 2 to 1. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio.
It hasn't been so long since we were like a diamond sky. Constant, we were strong, sparkling and bright. The storm came rolling in. Darling, I rain fell hard. I let go of your hand and lost you in the dark. I want you here instead of far away. Cause when you're near, I know we can find a way. This distance like a cold November.
Is Marie Miller and 2 to 1, 8:59 at Mater Dei Radio. David and Brenda wrapping up the Morning Blend on National Best Friends Day. And listeners, you are our best friends. So thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that just makes me smile. I am going to text my best friends today to let them know how much I appreciate them so much. Well, that is going to wrap it up for the Morning Blend. Please tune in 7:30. We have got Voice of the Shepherd with Dina Marie Hale. Podcast going to be on our webpage, and you're going to find it at Mater Dei Radio.